Well, today we're talking about, and you heard the command, that voice from the cloud saying, listen to Jesus. So when I think about listening to Jesus, I can't help but think about a woman named Mary. Mary was a member of a church that I worked at. Early one morning, I went into the sanctuary of this church, and I saw Mary sitting there. She looked at me when I came in, and she smiled, and she patted the pew beside her, and she said, Beth, come and sit with me. I sat down beside her, and I put my arm around her, and I said, Mary, how are you doing today? I said, you're here early. And she said, yes, I got here early today because I'm trying to be faithful. I want to listen to Jesus. I thought if he was going to talk to me, he'd probably talk to me at church, and it'd be best to get here early. Mary was in her late 50s, and her father had been a Presbyterian pastor. She was a deeply faithful woman who also struggled with mental illness. Mary often heard voices, and the voices that she heard were not friendly ones. They were voices that belittled her, that called her names and told her that she was stupid, that she was useless. They condemned her as a sinner and told her that she was unworthy of God's love. So on that early morning, I asked Mary if she wanted company or if she wanted to listen privately. She told me that I better stay, just in case Jesus spoke out loud. That first of all, that she would know it was Jesus, because I would hear it too. And second of all, that two sets of ears are better for listening than one set of ears. So I sat with Mary, and we listened for Jesus together. I don't know how long we sat there. I don't know if I had fallen asleep or if I was merely deep in thought, but all of a sudden I felt Mary jump up and she said, well, I guess I didn't hear her today. Did you? And she didn't give me an opportunity to answer. She got up, she walked down the aisle and out the front doors of the church. I got up and followed her and looked outside doors, and she was nowhere to be found. Later that, me and Mary came back to church. Kathy was a Catholic nun who worked at our church. Because Mary could be a bit impulsive, as a personal favor, Kathy helped Mary manage her finances. Mary came to Kathy with a cat in her arms. And she asked Kathy if they could go to the bank to withdraw some more money from her bank account. I heard Kathy's voice say, but Mary, I already gave you money for this week. It was supposed to last you until Friday. It just so happened that it was Wednesday. Mary said, well, Tony and Laura, who were good friends of hers, were hungry. So I bought them breakfast at McDonald's, and you know how much Tony can eat. And then I went to see Susan, who was Mary's severely autistic daughter. And she looked so sad today that I went out and brought her, bought her a bright pink scarf. I heard Kathy sigh, but Mary didn't seem fazed at all by her frustration. Mary said, Susan liked the scarf because it was so soft. I rubbed it on her cheek, and she looked happy. Her eyes lit up, and then I was happy too. Okay, Mary, Kathy said, but where's the rest of your money? You should still have quite a bit left. Well, Mary said, on my way back here, I gave the rest of the money to a man on the train. He needed some money to get home to New York to help his sick mom. But now I need to go and get money because I need to buy cat food. Kathy said, Mary, you know you can't have cats in your apartment. Besides that, you're allergic to cats. Mary protested. This wasn't her cat. It was Jesse's cat. Jesse was a friend of hers, and she said, Jesse now is in jail because he was drunk and rude to a police officer, and nobody was looking in on Jesse's cap. Kathy was quiet for a moment. There stood Mary. Where is your coat? It is the middle of winter. It is cold. It is raining. Where is your coat? Mary was kind of slowly catching on here, and she said, well, I gave it to an old woman who looked cold. She was waiting for a bus, and there was no shelter there. She was shivering. That poor thing, she looked like she didn't have a friend in the world. And then Mary laughed, and she said, when I gave my coat to her, she smiled, and she said, thank you, honey. Neither Mary nor Kathy spoke for a long time, and I remember thinking, well, Mary maybe didn't hear Jesus that morning, but she was definitely listening. She was listening, and I could tell because her love for Jesus made a difference in her life. Jesus transformed her heart. The glory of his love was shining within her. And that made her simply beautiful. We are told today to listen to Jesus. That's it now. We're told to listen to Jesus, to listen to God's Son, God's chosen. Listen to him. These words from the cloud that came, that Peter and James and John heard, were not meant for Jesus, because Jesus knew his identity. He knew his mission. He knew who he was. He knew that that glory of God was within him, shining brightly. This experience and those words were meant for Jesus' disciples. They were meant for us, that we would all see and experience within Jesus that glory of God.